are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs and the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Kins 5. Hope you had a good weekend and ready to start the work week. And we're going to get you off on the right foot here at Locked On Spurs. I always say this, you know, the offseason may be a little long right now. The one thing it allows for is more fan interaction, more fan episodes. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to have another fan episode, a game of buy and sell. That seems to be a very popular game here at Locked On Spurs. And the fans are going to be discussing the recent news about the Spurs wanting to play more home away games. That makes us, you know, just pretty much home games, but away from the AT&T Center. Their thoughts on who could make the big leap next season and much, much more, including a free agency question that I think is going to be interesting to hear what he has to say. Who is repping the fan base on this fan episode? He is back, Danny Sandoval. Danny, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And you have a good weekend.
Happy Monday, Jeff. I had a great weekend. I went to go see Coldplay on Friday night, one of my favorite all-time bands. I'm sure I annoyed some people with posting videos of where I was. So, yeah, it was a great weekend. Fantastic. Couldn't have been better. And, yeah, what makes Monday even better is I'm starting it off with you.
All right. Yeah, I like the way you do that. But look, Danny, you know how this works right here at Locked On Spurs for those who are new to it. Basically, Danny is going to give the general fan thought on a few topics, and then he's going to spice it up a bit with his personal opinions on four questions we have for him today. And you want to follow Danny right now, you want to do that over on Twitter. He's a good follow. And yeah, give him a follow. He is at Danny Sanders 80. Did you ever make that free throw? Is that on your profile picture? It looks like you're at the AT&T Center taking the free throw.
You know, I did. First try. Didn't even realize I was going to be able to do that until the night before. Me and my kids were down there. And yeah, I made it on the first try, despite what many people might think or believe. Yeah. So it was,
are people doubting your basketball skills?
I don't know why. I think I posted like at least three or four videos of me shooting jump shots and free throws. And I mean, I'm canning like 90% of them. So Danny used to have some game. Like, let me just say, back in high school, I was kind of a big deal. I got some scholarship offers, and Danny wasn't exactly the wisest young man back in the day, so he did turn that down to venture into other things. But yeah, it was a very circuitous route to where I eventually ended up. But yeah, I had some game for sure.
I had a an old roommate of mine, and he used to be a pro basketball player in Europe. And the stories he would tell me about, like, the pro life was just it's just incredible. Like, how the European clubs just treat them like they're royalty. Like, here in the United States, like the NBA, you know, like, yeah, they're kind of a big deal, celebrities. But this was, like, to a different level. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, royalty. And he said, like, he would just walk into restaurants and they'll recognize the team. And, oh, you know, comp meals, comp this, comp that. Go to stores, wear our shirts, wear our bracelets, you know, wear our shoes, you know. It's just like that. So, Danny, look what you missed out on, Danny.
I did. I totally missed out. I mean, there could have been a totally different life for Danny Sanders. And maybe there's like a sliding doors effect out there somewhere where I'm living my best life in Greece.
Look at that. Yeah. You know, the funny thing about that, too, that guy that used to be a pro player overseas and, you know, playing with Greece, he told me that how when he was playing college ball in the United States, that they would refer to him as the Greek guy. Hey, throw the ball down deep into the Greek guy. He said he goes to Greece, plays, you know, with his, you know, his blood country, you know, where he came from. They called him the American.
The American.
So, yeah. So go figure. All right, Danny, you know how this works. We usually start off with the fan general thoughts, and then we'll get into the Danny Sanders. And by the way, everybody, Danny doesn't hold back, so
don't hold back
yourself.
I like these topics, especially the first one.
Yeah, so let's dive into it. All right, Danny, are you buying or selling that fans should or should not be worried about the Spurs playing home, more home games away from San Antonio? So just in a nutshell, before Danny answers that, if you're living under a rock, basically the Spurs want to play more home games away from the San Antonio area, out of the AT&T Center, that being Mexico City, Monterrey, and then Mexico City, Austin, pair of games, and then a game in the Alamo Dome. Spurs fans are very divided, but at the end of the day, Danny, buying or selling, that fans should or should not be worried.
I am 100% buying. 100% buying. It really disappointed me to see last week how dismissive. I wasn't surprised to see it, but it was very disappointing to see how dismissive some out there in the Spurs Twitter world were for those of us who were kind of seeing a little bit more than what they saw. Jeff, you're in business. I mean, you're in the legal field, and I mean, you know how things work. The Spurs are a multi-billion dollar global business, okay? We happen to be very fortunate to have them here. I think I even had posed this question last week. I mean, I really do strongly believe San Antonio would not be the San Antonio we know today if not for the Spurs, if not for Tim Duncan, if not for that 22 or 23-year run we had with Tim Duncan and making the playoffs. 19-year run with Tim, but 23 making the playoffs. Right, yeah. But, I mean, here's the thing. That was a sorry, sorry showing last week whenever we had the Spurs essentially send their B and C team to go. And I think you mentioned that last week on the pod, and I think I had also posted it. They expected this thing to be rubber stamped. They expected the county commissioners to go and kiss the ring and essentially just agree with whatever it is that they were doing. And you know what? On the face of it, sure. They're wanting to go play some games down in Mexico and Austin, right? But here's the thing, and you mentioned this also, and I think everybody knows this as well. Since the very beginning, whenever this contract was first entered into, I think back in 2002, 2003, somewhere around that time, they've had the opportunity to do that, all right? They've had the opportunity to go and do that. But now they're just exploring that opportunity now. Why is that? Why after 20 years, 20 something odd years now, or 19 years, are they just exploring it now? And of course, they're going to say, well, we are wanting to expand our fan base. We're wanting to expand the eyeballs on the team and have more butts in the seats and have more more money in the coffer from different areas outside of San Antonio. Well, you know what? I mean, the Spurs the Spurs that I grew up with were always on the cutting edge and very smart and very savvy and very shrewd and very forward thinking about how they wanted to build the team, which is why we saw Manu chosen in the second round and Tony and all the European prospects, why we saw them build around Tim the way they did. And yeah, I mean, they were at the forefront of the resting players and extending careers and the grandpa juice and all the other things that they do, right? I mean, they're always on the cutting edge of that. Don't you think on the business end of things that would have happened and taken place also? Like, especially, right? Why try to build your fan base whenever your product is at its lowest it's been in 25 years? Why now? Shouldn't it have been, hey, now that we're at our peak, now that we have the big three, we have players that are superstars that are actually going to bring eyeballs and attract new fans. Let's do it now. And I think had that happened back in 2005, 2006, 2007, around that time, no one would have worried. No one would have worried because at that point we were still, I mean, we still had Tim, Tony, and Manu. Spurs were at their peak. That's when that should have taken place. That's when it should have happened because at that point, that's when more interest would have been generated to say, hey, that's a really good team down in South Texas. Let's pay attention to them more because Lord knows the national media never paid attention to us. So let's go ahead. Let's try to draw more interest, garner more interest from Mexico, garner more interest and money from Austin. Let's do that now rather than now we're on what? The third year we haven't made the playoffs. We have a really, really poor product out on the court. And sure, they improved immensely. We've talked about that. I'm not wanting to dismiss that at all. I'm not wanting to speak poorly of our young guys. I think, I mean, they have a lot of potential. Are they superstars in the league? No, they're not. We've talked about that. But yes, by that concern, because you and I both know multi-billion dollar businesses, corporations, they plan for not just next year, not just next month, mm-hmm. not just next week. They're planning for 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line already. I guarantee you they're somewhere in either Holt's office or somewhere on one AT&T Center Parkway.
Right.
There's a room with some kind of projections of what they're going to be making for the next 5 to 10 to 15 years. And that's where the concern lies now, because at some point in the last 24 months, someone said, this isn't working. And you mentioned it last week, and I agree with you, because I think there was an article written not too long ago. Well, I would say in the last probably 4 or 5 years, the Spurs were operating barely in the black, even in their best years.
Mm-hmm.
Even in their best years, they were barely turning a profit. All right. And for those who don't delve in business much, the profit is what you exist for. All right. This isn't charity. This isn't a pro bono. This isn't anything that you're doing for free. The Spurs are for profit. All right. And I mean, as much as it's Por Vida and La Familia and mm-hmm. Spurs family and Welcome Home and all these other things, I mean, trust me, I mean, I've been a season ticket holder, I think for like, last year included, 5 or 6 years. I've heard it. I know it. I mean, we've been there. And yeah, I mean, I've definitely bought into it. And you feel that whenever you go in and you see the ushers and the attendants. And I mean, they get to know your family and they know your kids and everything else. And that's great. And you love it whenever you're in there. But then you also kind of get to realize that, hey, I mean, all this is to make sure that they are wanting to make you feel that way. That way you keep on coming back. And that's great. It's brilliant. All right. I don't think other teams necessarily operated that way. But again, why now? Why now? And why at a point where there's been all this other talk about concerns as far as turning to profit? And mm-hmm. sure, again, I know they're building the rock at the rim. Or the rim area.
Right.
I understand that, okay? But that in and of itself is not going to keep them here if something else were to come up, all right? Because, again, at the end of the day, they have board members and shareholders to answer to. And sure, the Holts, I think, are the majority owners, but they're not the only owners. And now we know, right? I mean, some fresh money was invested this past mm-hmm. summer from Dell and from the Airbnb man. We know all that, but there's other interests and other things that are going on, and I think other scenarios that have now been put into play with what's been going on now, to where there is definitely some concern. Okay, to be mm-hmm. totally dismissive of it and to basically call the people that had
right.
been questioned. Hey, I mean, there is some concern here. Naysayers or doomsday fans or whatever or dumb. I mean, that happens a lot. I mean, Twitter. I mean, there's always these wars.
I always say, ask the Seattle Sonic fans what happened.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. That's how it started, right? I mean, back then, I mean, Howard Schultz, whenever he owned Starbucks, I mean, Starbucks is a multi-billion-dollar company. You'd think that they would be able to handle also an NBA franchise. They didn't. It's mm-hmm. not that they couldn't. It's just at that point, Schultz was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to cash out of this, because I don't think at that point the new TV deal had kicked in. So, I mean, mm-hmm. he didn't realize that had he kept the Sonics around, they probably would have been worth several more hundreds of millions of dollars into the billions. So, I mean, maybe that was a poor financial decision on his end. But at that point, yeah, he needed to do that. And I don't think that we are different. I think that, again, going back to Tim Duncan's Spurs culture, we were far too spoiled with everything that he really instilled in us. And I think Antonio Daniels was on a national podcast a week or two ago, and he was bringing that up. He said, hey, you know what? The Spurs fans in the city of San Antonio didn't realize what the NBA or NBA teams were all about until Tim Duncan retired. And that's true. When Tim Duncan retired, everything hit the fan. Kawhi wanted to leave. LaMarcus wanted to leave. We saw Kawhi leave. We saw LaMarcus go ahead and leave. And now we're here where we are. And it's essentially in the bottom of the barrel of the league. And sure, again, I know people might be listening to this and they're saying, oh, negative Danny. Danny is always being negative. He's always criticizing. I make observations. All right. I make observations and I call it how I see it. Whether you agree with it or not, fine. But I'm making an observation And I'm saying, yeah, we were in a bubble for far too long to where now we don't know how to react whenever we hear certain things. So whenever a large majority of fans hear what happened last week and they're like, oh, you know what? It's fine. It's okay. They're still operating under the Tim Duncan Spurs rules and assumptions that, hey, they would never leave us. We're family. They're mm-hmm. here. That's not always going to be the case.
Well, the thing too, Danny, is this, is that, you know, you mentioned about the fans, and again, this is about the fans. So we're going to put the fan base on the spotlight right now. It's a very divided topic right now. And, you know, if you're, you know, team, hey, be concerned, you get labeled a doomsday person. If you're team, oh, they're not going anywhere, you get labeled, well, you're drinking the Kool-Aid kind of fan, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, if you look at the type, the people that have been reacting to this news, would fans call them doomsday or too? Because you had Justin Rodriguez, one of the commissioners on the panel. Uh-huh. He came out and spoke to San Antonio Sports Star and said, like, he goes, did it worry me? He said, absolutely. So is he a doomsday Spurs fan? You had Judge Nelson Wolf, who, you know, presides over the whole county commissioners. He looked at the Spurs attorney and said, like, you know, I think fans shouldn't hear what you're doing because we want to know what the heck you guys are doing. And as I forget this too, you know, Rodriguez also said, like, hey, you know, technically they're here, the Spurs, till 2032. And he goes, and we hope they stay here for another 50 more years. Yeah. So at the end of the day, it is a business. And that's what I think fans got to understand. You know, it was how long ago? I mean, early 90s, Danny, you know, this team could have been the Oklahoma City Spurs or the Nashville Spurs.
I mean,
that was a reality. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up because you could tell on that day whenever people were like dismissing, like, everything's fine. Everything's cool. Everything's okay. I could tell you for certain that they didn't live through that day. I think it was back in 1994, 95. Mm-hmm. You remember when the Maloofs came to town? Yeah. Gavin Maloof and his brother came into town with a proposal to build a new arena. They were going to buy the team. They actually had made I mean, it was a full blown telecom or a news conference that they held somewhere here downtown. This was before they bought the Sacramento Kings. They wanted to buy the San Antonio Spurs first, and they were going to move us. They didn't say it that day, but knowing their intentions later, we were not going to be here for long if they bought us. And that was a very real possibility until General McDermott kind of stepped in and he purchased a large share. Of course, he being of USAA. And then from there, chain of custody transferred over to the Holtz. And I mean, yeah, we've been very fortunate since then. But there was a day in time, the Maloofs came to town and they almost Maloofed us. They almost they almost bought the Spurs. They were very, very close. I think, but for some big time hitters in the city kind of saving our butts a little bit, we would have been gone. Back then we would have been gone. And that was before Tim Duncan. That was before the big three. That was before Pop. I could tell. You could definitely tell the fans that didn't live through that. And sure, people are gonna call us boomers now, and I mean, y'all are old time fans, you don't know what you're talking about. I think we know what we're talking about a little bit more than
people make it. And again, you know, you got to repeat, you know, talk to a Seattle fan, just talk to them. Like, you know, you're done this before, Danny, open up a medical book and read it, all these diseases and conditions. You're like, oh my God, I got that. Oh my God, I got that. Oh my God, I got that. You know, I tell Spurs fans to go watch that Seattle Sonics documentary. It's called A Sonic Boom. It is eerily similar to what's happening right now. It is so similar. But yeah, it seems to me, look, even Judge Nelson Wolf said that the fact that the vote was 3-2 should tell the Spurs this is a divided community on what the hell you guys are doing. So, you know, and I get both sides. I understand those that, you know, that are team be worried. I get that, you know, and I get those to say, hey, team, calm down. I understand their points. And Danny, I think everything would have been okay if it wasn't this name or this word, Austin. I think that shook Spurs fans because, you know, if they were to say, like, yeah, we want to play a couple games in, I'm making this up, in Brownsville, Texas, I think everybody would be like, sure, no problem.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to play in Gonzales, Texas. Sure, no problem. I think it's just the word Austin because of that Austin money, because it's a booming city, because of what happened with the MLS debacle. Mm-hmm. And look, now to be fair, Danny, I'm going to be fair to the Spurs. They have been courting the Austin fan base for years. This is nothing new. This is nothing new. And also, too, to be fair, you know, I spoke to a rep for the Spurs, and he told me that it's not just Austin. They're trying to recruit fans from all cities, from basically about Gonzales-ish, so nearly Houston, the way down to the border and then into Mexico. They want that corridor.
Here's my point.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I get what you're saying, and I'm actually going to be in Austin tonight. I'll be here. I'll be in Austin for the next couple of nights, so I'll kind of be able to take in the city and take in all of its wonderful attributes and to see, right? I mean, to kind of go behind them enemy lines a little bit. But here's the thing. We've known about Austin. I mean, it's been the capital of Texas for however long. I mean, a long time, mm-hmm. right? I'm not going to go into Texas history at this point. But, yeah, it's been a growing boom town for the last, 10 years, pretty much, if not a little bit longer. I would venture to say that at this point, probably the most known and popular city in the state of Texas. I think Houston's always going to be known as the energy city. Mm-hmm. Dallas is, I don't know. I mean, Dallas.
Yeah, what is Dallas?
That's the show, right? The show yeah. Dallas, right? J.R. Ewing, who shot J.R.? Austin's going to be the one right now. I mean, Austin's like the younger brother, the kid brother of Texas, as far as it's now grown and it's established and everyone wants to be there. Everyone wants to move there. Joe Rogan's there. Elon Musk is there. All the not only city and state, but national and global people are actually positioning themselves in Austin because it is. I mean, it's a great town, and it may lack in culture now from when it was 20, 30 years ago, but what it lacks in culture now, it has amenities. And I mean, FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. That's where people want to be. And again, it's what I said a few moments ago. We could have been doing this all along, back whenever we had the big three. We could have been trying to get that Austin money back over here. And I know people who travel as far as Laredo and Austin and even farther, like Waco, to come and see the Spurs, season ticket holders that come to see the Spurs once, twice a week. Mm-hmm. And they're there. So, I mean, that's always been there. That opportunity has always been there. And it's not so much the city of Austin. It's the timing. It's the timing of, okay. And yeah, Judge Nelson Wolf said it perfectly. And I'm glad people got to see that, because, I mean, that is a perfect representation of what a court setting is, right? Judge Wolf was very stern, very in command. And he was basically telling Bobby Pettis, this is a concern. And the fact that not even in advance, all right, and you as a legal eye over here, you know, right? Whenever you're going to go to a hearing, you're going to want to put some motion, something on file in advance of you even appearing before the court. That way you give the judge an opportunity to review that. And he or she is caught up to speed as to what it is you're asking for. To not even provide that to the county commissioners in advance and say, hey, we're here, that's what we're asking for, go ahead and vote on it. You know, that's very, how entitled, and I don't know another multi-billion-dollar corporation that would operate that way outside of a corporation that has taken.
Yeah, totally. Looks like we lost Danny there for a minute, but as you could hear from Danny right now, it is a very hot topic right now among the fan base, and you got to wonder, you know, like what's going on. At the end of the day, you know, they're still here. You know, look, some of the stuff that came out very good is the fact that, you know, the Alamo Dome will be in use. I think that'll be a fun thing. You know, Mexico City, you know, San Antonio being very rich in Mexican culture. Same thing, you know, playing in Mexico will help. But it's definitely a dividing topic, as Danny is talking about right now. We lost Danny for a second. Hopefully he'll join back in. But I want to take time to talk about BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find out the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball, and this weekend, well, what, you know, the Tucky Derby is over, but hey, there's a lot other sports that you can take part in over at Bet Online. They even had odds on whether Popovich will be back next season. Bet Online is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and much, much more. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. Bet Online, where the game starts. We're back, and we're trying to get back Danny Sanders right here on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. Let me see if I can reach out to him here. Let's see, Danny, if you can hear me, just hop back on. Let's see. Looks like he's having some tech issues, but no. Let's go ahead and talk about more about your San Antonio Spurs right here on Locked On Spurs. Let me just double check. Nope. Looks like we lost him. Okay, he's still there. Nope, Danny is still trying to get his tech issues back, and we got him back.
All right, sorry about that.
That's all right, Danny.
I was on a soapbox.
No, you were, and maybe those were the, that was a sign for us to move on, because I think this whole episode would have been just about Danny's soapbox on this topic. But Danny, let's go and move on to our next topic here on this buy-sell fan episode of Locked On Spurs. You saw DeJounte Murray make a big leap last season, you know, all-star, whatnot, no, triple doubles, all that good stuff, you know, good for him. But obviously he needs help. He can't do it alone. We saw that throughout the season. Now, I know we could have picked anybody on the roster, but we're going to look at the two big names right here, Keldon Johnson and Devin Vassell. Are you buying or selling that both will make a big leap next season, or maybe just one will, and who would be that?
You know, it was interesting because we all saw that last game. We all watched that last game with a lot of hope. And, essentially we saw DeJounte and Keldon kind of falter and wilt under the spotlight. But you know who didn't? Devin. Devin didn't. He hit, what, six or seven threes? And he played really well, and he played within himself. I've had really, really high hopes for him. Ever since he was a rookie, I think I've compared him to a young Paul George.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely talented.
I think that's one thing we haven't really seen from him, is the consistency part of it.
Nope, let's say Danny's coming in and out again.
He made a major leap this year. I don't want to dismiss him at all because I think he really he improved more than I think anyone could have predicted. No one saw him becoming the sharpshooter that he was and being able to maintain that all throughout the year.
Keldon or Devin?
No, Keldon.
Keldon. Okay.
Yeah, Keldon did. Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, he started the season kind of struggling. And then, I mean, ultimately, he ended up improving, and he kept that jump shot all throughout the year. But I think whenever we're talking about next year, I think Devin's going to make the leap. I think Devin's going to make the leap. And who I think is going to make the leap even more is, I think it's going to be Josh Primo. I said that about a month or two ago. I think he has that in him, that he's going to take this offseason personally, and he's going to take literally everything that the Spurs staff told him as far as the ways to improve, what to improve upon, what to work on, and he's going to grind. And I expect and anticipate that he's going to be our second best player next year.
Yeah, there's something to be said about getting thrown to the fire. He got thrown to the fire late in the season. I think including the play-in, that was 13 straight starts for him. You know, a 19-year-old kid getting that starting unit nod. I mean, that's good for him. I'm looking at Devin as well, if we're just going to look at KJ and Devin only. I think Devin is – and there's something about him. There is something within him that I see that I don't really see too much out of other players, and that he has a little bit of a dog in him.
He does.
Can see it. You can see it. And I like that about him. Your thoughts? Yep. Danny's coming in and out again. Danny, you there? Can you hear us?
No. Can you hear me?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're back.
No, he does.
All right.
He definitely has some swagger to him. And it's funny because he was really the one out of all the young guys. He was really the one that took it personally and that kind of was offended at the fact, like, hey, I mean, we haven't had any national TV games. And he was excited about finally having a national TV game. And out of all of them, I mean, he was the one to show up. So, I mean, he definitely has that swagger and a little bit of dog in his game. And I like it. I'm here for that. I want that. And I hope, speaking of that, I'm hoping that Josh Richardson stays for a good bit. I think he encourages the young guys. I think he kind of compels them and kind of gives them that edge. And yeah, I think that's important.
All right. So we're going to go with Devin Vassell. Do you think the fans would agree with you?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a lot of expectation on him. And I think even though, like I said, Keldon really proved it. I mean, he made a pretty big leap, more than what I think a lot of people maybe thought he would. Not necessarily overall, but I think in his shooting. I think he definitely needs to improve defensively. I think he needs to improve as far as just his court vision and creating opportunities to score for other players, which he got better at that towards the end of the year. But overall, I think, Devin, I think he's going to be much improved next year, more than Keldon was this year.
We're done with Danny Sanders right here on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at DannySanders80. Do it right now. Let's go into our next buy sell question. It's going to be an interesting one. Buy or sell the Spurs will be able to attract this offseason a big name free agent?
You know, this is a tough one. And I know whenever you brought this up earlier, I kind of started thinking about it. The Pollyanna Spurs fan in me wants to say buy. And we want to think back to 2015 whenever LaMarcus came and think we can strike gold again and we have money and we have an up and coming team and we have Pop, right? But here's the thing. This NBA is constantly evolving. And I think I've said it before, this is a superstar league. You're not going to win in this league without superstars. And where do superstars want to live? With the exception of Giannis, right? With the exception of Giannis, who, I mean, God bless him, he's building his legacy in Milwaukee. Superstars want to play in big markets, major markets. I mean, we have LeBron and going to LA. We have James Harden and Joel Embiid in Philadelphia. We have Kevin Durant and Kyrie in Brooklyn. Thankfully, I mean, I think people kind of realize that, I mean, going to New York's not really going to do them any good, but we have Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry and others going to Miami. We have some, we used to have some guys going to Houston, but I mean, they want to go to major markets. All right. And sure, we might have the money. And I think ultimately we might have to overpay on an option B or option C superstar, or not superstar, but option B player, option B or option C player. I don't think we're going to attract a huge name. I think a lot of that kind of came about whenever DeJounte sent out that post a week or two ago with Zach LaVine, and that kind of caused a stir right before that whole thing with the county commissioner deal happening, and then Spurs asking to play elsewhere for a couple of games. But that was all the hubbub on Twitter talking about, hey, Zach LaVine's going to come, and it's already in the offing, and DeJounte knows. And you know what? I mean, they're friends. They're from the same area. That they grew up in Seattle, the same city. And that's a very tight-knit basketball community. Anybody who comes out there, comes out of there, knows. I mean, hey, I mean, they show love to one another online. But I don't think he's going to leave Chicago for San Antonio. I think ultimately they had a pretty good season. Yeah, sure, they got mopped up on the first round by the Bucks, the defending reigning champ Bucks, right? Yep. But I can't see him leaving Chicago for San Antonio unless maybe he feels like there's not going to be any growth or any opportunity for growth there in Chicago as far as that team. And maybe his friendship with DeJounte really is that thing that kind of compels him to come down here. That's the only DeJounte would be the only reason. That he would be the only reason I would say that there's a possibility he might come. And I think out of all the free agents, he'd be the only one because of that relationship. Outside of that, no, I don't see us signing a huge name. I think that our turnaround in this rebuild is going to be through the draft, unfortunately, or through a trade. But, I mean, we don't trade.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll be built through the draft. And now, mind you, you know, let's just remind the listeners again, historically, since the beginning of the Spurs in the NBA, till today, only one big name free agent has come to San Antonio, and it was the LMA. That's it. That's it. Even during the Spurs run, title runs, you know, big name free agents that are quote unquote, we're looking for our ring. We want to go to a championship contending team. They still never came to San Antonio. Yeah. Now, granted, you know, maybe, you know, the Spurs didn't need that because you had a big three and then you had a Kawhi just for a little while. You know, okay, I get that. But still, you know, it never happened. It never happened. You saw Karl Malone and Gary Payton ditch their teams for the Lakers, you know, to get a ring, chase the ring. And it didn't happen for them. But what was it? It was L.A. It's going to be interesting to see what they have. I mean, the Spurs, you know, they do got tons of money, but we've seen this before, Danny, where they had tons of money in the in cap space and nothing happened. You gave it to Doug McDermott, you know.
who was basically doxxed last week by the Express News.
Oh yeah.
By talking about what house he bought last summer. So thanks to the Express News for that.
but nevertheless, you know, like, yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see what the Spurs do this offseason. Those first rounders, they got three of them. They're projected to land around 8 or 9 in the draft. Not too bad. It's a top 10 pick. We will see if they move up, trade down, acquire more picks. I mean, I still think on the table should be, you know, entertaining the thought of trading some of these young kids on the roster if they want to improve and maybe bring in a big free agent via a trade. That could be an option. We're almost done right here on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. But before we do that, and put a wrap on this show, I want to talk to you about Built Bar. Built Bar, look, summer is coming and you're going to need some food on the go. That's where Built Bar comes in. Built Bars are a perfect snack to take with you on family vacations. Throw them in your bag, your kid's backpack. Make sure everyone has a bar so they're fueled for the summer. And the best thing about Built Bars, they're healthy and delicious. No more sacrifices in delicious food for health. You can have both with Built Bar. It's easy to do. You just got to go to built.com and order now. They got Puffs, which is a marshmallow infused protein bar covered in 100% real chocolate. You're eating healthy and you can actually enjoy doing it as well. They got flavors like banana cream pie, a churro, mint chocolate, raspberry, double chocolate. The list goes on and on and on. Basically, Built Bar makes sure there is something for everyone. And you're going to find your new favorite flavor once you go to built.com. Most of them are just 140 calories. That's it. Don't get yourself a candy bar. 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, dozens of net carbs. You don't want that in your system. Go to built.com right now. Get all your favorites. As mentioned, banana cream pie, raspberry, double chocolate, so many other flavors. They're all delicious, and new flavors are coming out all the time. Check them out at built.com. Go to built.com right now. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. We're back with Danny Sanders right here on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. Going to put a wind down here on this episode. One more fun buy and sell, just because it is the offseason, Danny, so forgive me here on this one. Buy or sell that DeJounte Murray is actually putting out some good New Balance shoes that fans are enjoying.
Oh, I'll buy that. I like those shoes that he posted last week. The colors are vibrant. Yeah. And it definitely went with the new jerseys we had last year.
Yep.
But did everyone miss something, or did everyone catch that? Is DeJounte Murray's girlfriend pregnant?
Get out.
Am I breaking some news here on the Spurs pod?
You might be doing that. Yeah,
I saw in his story that he was wishing Mother's Day to his mom, but also to his girl, and they kind of posted a picture. And I mean, this is bleary eyed Danny at like 5:30 this morning without his glasses. So I think they kind of posted a picture with showing her like her stomach, like showing like a little baby bump. I don't know. I'll need to go back and look at that.
Yeah. I mean, unless she is a single mom, I mean, that's the only other thing I can think of, you know, like maybe she was already with baby. But I mean, DeJounte would have said something. He got Trey Jones announcing that he got engaged.
Yeah.
That was kind of that definitely was the reaction from a lot of the male fan base. Seeing that news.
Speaking of nice catches, Josh Primo needs to wipe that up. Needs to put a ring on it because, wow.
He's still a kid, man.
Respectfully, you know, but wow. Respectfully, but wow.
he's still a kid. Let's see how this lasts. Like, we were 19 at one time. We thought we were going to marry our then girlfriend.
That's true.
That age.
That's true.
So, give him time. But no, I went through, I kind of skimmed through his social media right now. I don't really see anything, but I do. It is suspicious, though. I mean, look, I'm not gonna say, like, you know, she needs to lose weight or anything like that. But I mean, but it looks like,
right?
Like, yeah. Well, actually, like I think I did find it. He says, "Happy Mother's Day to all my mama." So okay, his mom, mm-hmm. and my shorty or shoddy, and all other women in the world.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I don't think she has any kids.
Interesting.
So the plot thickens to that one.
The plot thickens. We'll see if DeJounte does confirm that. Don't want to make any assumptions here. Again, you know, I mean, then again, you know, maybe she just wanted to be private. And if she does have kids from another relationship, you know, I can respect that. But yeah, interesting though. But yeah, Danny Sanders says bye, that he is going to perhaps buy some new DeJounte Murray New Balance shoes. Yeah, I like them. I like them a lot. I like the new City Edition color looking ones. They're not out yet, though. That's the thing I have with New Balance, is they're slow to release these shoes.
Yeah, they are. I've noticed
that. They tease the hell out of them, but they don't put them out with some sort of, you know, speed on there. But by the way, happy anniversary, Danny, to Manu Ginobili. Today marks, I think today is the anniversary of his block on James Harden.
Oh, what a glorious day. What a glorious day. That was something. I mean, you talk about players that you miss. Oh my gosh. Manu Ginobili. We'll never have another one. Never be another Manu.
My favorite memory of Manu is towards the end of his career, like I think maybe the second to the last year. The team was playing against Celtics in San Antonio, and it was Manu who led this starting to get already younger already. You know, they're already on that path, you know, team to a win. And it was Kyrie Irving who said after the game, you know, even though it was a heartbreaking loss for Boston, because I think Manu hit the game winner.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, all Kyrie Irving did was just laugh, smile, you know, he took the L and just said, man, that's just Manu. That's just Manu. Yeah. So miss him a lot. Danny, thank you for hopping on this episode of Locked
Absolutely.
On Spurs. As always, tell everybody how they can chat with you, and, you know, maybe expect some of those team don't panic come at you, Danny. So be ready for that. But you want to give out your Twitter handle?
Oh, they never do. They always just speak in hushed tones and never tag me on anything. At Danny Sanders, you can always reach me there. You can always hit me up. DMs are wide open as always. And yeah, let's talk.
All right. Danny told you how you can chat with him. Here's how you can chat with us here at Locked On Spurs. You can subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast. Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, the list goes on and on. We're now on YouTube. We thank you for making those YouTube numbers grow each and every day. It's growing by leaps and bounds, and we appreciate that. And we also appreciate you making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. So for Danny Sanders, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs.